My name is Scott Harris. Welcome to the Dairy Dive. Buckle up, because we're diving deep.
First of all, we hope we can try to educate you so you learn just a little bit.
My whole life's been dairy farming. Some days you wonder why you ever milk cows.
It's kind of just in the blood around here. I don't know what it is, but we like livestock.
Buckle up. The Dairy Dive starts now.
So with that, we'd like to bring in our guest and Liza Gusterer from SmaxTech. And I believe Liza is the VP of SmaxTech. And so, Liza, welcome to the Dairy Dive, and thanks for taking the time to come on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. We are so thankful to have you. We were connected with Liza through a mutual contact that I believe works for SmaxTech, and I have some familiarity with. And so a lot of times our guests come from, if you're a regular listener, you know that a lot of times the guests come from like an article I might have read in Progressive Dairy or Hordes or something like that. So it's always nice when we can venture away from that and kind of do something different. And that's definitely what we have today. And we're going to be talking about a technology that I heard a little bit about. But before we dive into that, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and who SmaxTech is?
Yeah. So I'm originally from Austria, but was also raised a little bit in the U.S. and spent a lot of years moving back and forth. I encountered SmaxTech 5 years ago when I was living in Austria. And SmaxTech specializes in health and reproductive monitoring through the use of an internal bolus, so a bolus that the cow swallows and that stays in the bottom of a reticulum. When I first started with the company, I was supporting our German and our Austrian customers, then moved into distribution partner management of some of our European distributors. And then when we made the move to start our U.S. subsidiary about 3 years ago, had the exciting opportunity to come over to the States and move to Wisconsin to help get the company started. So I now oversee the U.S. part of the business and mainly just try to keep up with the awesome team that we have here on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. So you yourself are in Wisconsin, right? Mm-hmm. In Madison, right?
Exactly, yep.
And so I remember seeing your guys' booth at least last year, maybe even the year before, at World Dairy Expo, and that's where you actually launched the product originally.
Exactly. So we launched the product in September of 2021.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So, yeah, exciting stuff. And it's really a really cool technology, guys. And I'm going to let, you know, the expert talk about it a lot more than I will. But, you know, I think there were kind of three main areas that we'll hit on. But before we get into that, just give us a little more detail on exactly how it works. You said it's actually something that the animal takes in, correct? Mm-hmm. They actually swallow it, I guess, for the...
Yeah. So it's a bolus that the cow swallows, stays at the bottom of a reticulum. You apply it much like you would a calcium bolus. And the neat thing about that is that you apply it once and you don't have to worry about readjusting it or about losing it or about the animal getting injured. You know, from there, the bolus measures several different parameters internally, and it actually directly measures them rather than having, you know, a calculation of those parameters. And from there, you know, the data gets sent up to our cloud via base stations that function with cellular networks, so you don't actually need any Wi-Fi, you know, or cabling in the pens. And all of that data is then made available either on, you know, your desktop or on the app.
Excellent. Yeah. So it actually uses cellular then. So mm-hmm. That's kind of nice that it, I didn't realize that when reading through it, that it would not require, you know, I guess I had imagined that it would require some type of base system or something mm-hmm. that it would have to run through, but that doesn't seem to be the case then.
Yeah, so there are stations throughout, you know, the facility. We call them base stations, but those base stations actually run off of cellular, so okay. They don't need any Wi-Fi to function.
Excellent. Yeah, because I know for a fact that you can definitely get in parts of a lot of the country, but Wisconsin for sure, where cell service is, or Wi-Fi service, I should say, is a little rough. Mm-hmm. So I'd say that's a very good thing. So you talk about, so going through the website, it kind of broke down. It seemed like to me there were kind of three main areas, and we'll hit on some other things too, but kind of three main areas of looking at this technology. You came along with the health side, talking about heat, and then calving. So kind of to start it off with health, give us some of the bullet points, kind of main points behind the health side of this technology and the benefits behind it.
Mm-hmm. So our core parameter is temperature. And the bolus, it's not influenced by any environmental factors. So the bolus can measure temperature extremely accurately, you know, even more accurately per se than a rectal thermometer measurement, you know, because you don't really know where you're going to land inside of the cow with that rectal thermometer. So with that bolus measurement inside of the cow, you're looking at health alerts about 3 to 4 days before you can see visible signs on that, you know, or visible signs of health status changing. Temperature increases usually signify that there's something inflammatory going on, and temperature decreases are usually metabolic. So starting with the temperature increases, you know, mastitis particularly has these short little waves of temperature increases. So even if you're going out there with a thermometer, the chances of you actually catching that 3 to 4 hour temperature spike, you know, that's kind of tough. Whereas pneumonia has your prolonged temperature increase. But, you know, what we've seen so far is that cows are so good at hiding that they're sick, especially with their when they've come down with pneumonia. That rumination doesn't decrease until like 4 or 5 days into that, you know, bout. So we see temperature change several days before rumination changes. And once rumination changes, that's when we're kind of chasing the problem at that point. Now on your metabolic side, especially around calving, those temperature decreases signify milk fever. You know, further on into lactation, we catch a lot of subclinical ketosis that we just weren't aware of. And all of those components in that early health detection allow us to go in and take preventative measures rather than waiting on that cow to fall apart and having to resort to either antibiotics or, you know, sending her off the farm. So ultimately, yeah, what it boils down to in that health detection is just giving us a little bit more options in which cows we can keep on farm and, you know, which cows we want to send down the road.
Yep. Yeah. And so when you're talking about, you know, I know it varies a little bit by the type of disease or health situation, but anywhere from a day up to maybe even 5 days ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Is substantial to get a jump on these situations before they become even possibly a problem. You might even be able to prevent a problem, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, what do we do when we feel bad? We drink water, we take some Advil, we get some rest. And a lot of the times our immune system can take care of it. So the same concept holds true for a cow. If we can support her to go to the bunk, to ruminate, to rest, her immune system can take care of so much of what's going on. Now, if we wait, you know, for her to feel bad enough to quit eating on us, especially when she's trying to ramp up the milk production, it makes sense that when she's in an energy compromised state, that it's going to be even harder for her to, you know, for her to take care of those disease, those health impacts.
Gotcha. So let's talk about the heat part as far as the technology goes. What are some of the kind of key benefits behind the heat with heat?
Mm-hmm. So the heat detection functions based on activity and gives you an alert that cow needs to be inseminated about 10 hours before. So you can really plan labor needs. Also gives an ideal insemination window on when the best likelihood is that cow is going to take.
Makes sense. So one of the things I don't think we've said here, but in talking to you off air, you had mentioned, is one of the really cool things is just giving that peace of mind to know I can go to my kids' events, or I can sleep a little bit better at night because I know a calf's not dropping in the next, you know, whatever, 12 hours or whatever it may be. That's a big deal, right, for a lot of people.
Exactly. And one of our customers put it, you know, in a really neat and concise way. He said, I just don't walk into any surprises anymore.
Yeah.
And that's the type of peace of mind that, you know, lets you go to your kid's soccer game, or, you know, lets you.
All right. And so when you're talking about, so it kind of gets us to that final benefit of calving, you know, it's being more efficient. It's obviously being very informed, you know, when it's going to possibly be born earlier than expected or something along those lines. Probably be able to even take preventative measures, like if they need, you know, calcium or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So our calving detection functions based on small temperature decreases right before calving. And you really need, you know, really accurate temperature measurement in order to do that calving detection. So you have about 15 hours from that calving alert to when that calf is due to hit the ground. And right after that calving event, you know, we're really watching for her temperature to rebound and for rumination to rebound. Otherwise, we already know, hey, she needs a little bit of support to really get up and going on us. Or alternatively, if that calf isn't born in 15, 20 hours, maybe I need to double check that everything's going right and it's presenting right.
Yeah, that's what I hadn't thought about that side of it too. That would be a big deal to if you know the process has started based on the monitoring system and we're 15 hours down the road. Why don't we have a calf yet? What's, mm-hmm. you know, something wrong is a great point. I hadn't thought of that. That's really interesting. So when you talk about, you know, so we kind of hit on the main three areas, you know, health detection, heat detection, calving, like those functions. But what are some other benefits that maybe we haven't hit on that you'd like to kind of talk through and let people know about?
Mm-hmm. So a really interesting development is our AI-based disease detection, or not disease detection. We give an indication and a probability that a disease might be present. We aren't vets, so we can't detect diagnose diseases. But, you know, I've been with SmackStick for 5 years. So when I look at a temperature graph and I see those short temperature waves, like I described earlier, if I can tell as a human, that's most likely mastitis or toxic mastitis, of course, artificial intelligence in the background can begin to help us with that. So if each of our diseases has a different type of behavior in terms of their graphs, you know, we can start helping just really pinpoint what's going on and give them a probability that a certain, you know, challenge might be present in that animal. Mm-hmm. So that's a really interesting development, you know, really taking it from an alert that she has a temperature increase to saying, hey, this is a 90% chance of mastitis right here.
Yeah, that's how they are. So it's not just informing that there could be a problem. It's really nailing down more pinpoint accuracy of what the problem potentially could be with pretty high accuracy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. And mastitis is the first component of that artificial intelligence based true advice, as we call it. But, you know, your most, you know, common diseases are diseases we're going to start rolling out as well, like ketosis and milk fever.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I think what people should really like about this, and, you know, I would say most dairy individuals, men, women that I know that work within the dairy industry who actually have cows, they love their cows. They want the cows to be treated properly. They want to make sure, but even really good cow people who can look at a cow and see what the problem is, they're just that good. They're still not this good. You know, you can't look that far ahead mm-hmm. like you can with this monitoring technology.
Exactly. Yep. We don't have thermal vision, right? But, you know, it helps.
Speak for yourself. You don't know if I have thermal vision or not. You don't know that for sure.
Right. But, you know, it helps your best cow people become even better. And on the flip side, you know, when we don't have those top, or when we have, you know, teams where we're still developing that treatment team, it helps them really get to know their cows and dial in on their protocols.
Absolutely. Makes sense. So, okay, great. So let's say that we've, you know, you've kind of piqued the interest for people. They want to learn more. They want to talk to somebody. What's the best way for them to go about following up and learning more about this technology?
Yeah. Well, we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You can visit us on our website at smaxtech.com. That's SMAXTEC.com. You can also give us a call. We'd love to chat at 608-405-1548.
Perfect. So with that, guys, I really challenge you to go out, check, learn about this technology, think about utilizing it within your operation, reach out to them. I think it's a really cool technology. I think it's got a huge future. And, you know, we have to be more efficient. We have to be better. I mean, it's a tight market always, and we know it's even more tight now. And so this could be a great way to affect not just the, you know, the emotional side, but the bottom line of this whole thing. And so with that, thank you for coming on, Liza, and I appreciate you taking the time to do this today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So if you want to click the subscribe button, please do that. That would be wonderful. Helps us, helps you. And you can do that. And then you can do, of course, you can listen to us on any of your podcast platforms that you utilize. You can check out some of our social media through Rob Seco or Master's Choice, whether it be almost just about every single platform out there right now. And so I can, you know, would like for you to do that. And if there's any other topics you'd like for us to hit on and talk through, email me. It's sharris, sharris at robseco.com. So with that, I hope everyone has a great day and take care.